RFK Jr. gets blasted by both sides of aisle. By Donald Jeffries. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. RFK recently testified before the Senate Finance Committee regarding the recent upheavals at the Centers for Disease Control. CNN called it the most combative congressional hearing of 2025. Congress was predictably concerned over RFK's attempts to reform a thoroughly corrupt system. Kennedy's appearance came 1 week after he pushed Centers for Disease Control CDC Director Susan Menares, who'd been confirmed only a month earlier, to resign. When she refused to resign, the White House fired her, and three other top officials resigned in protest. Menares had complained in a Wall Street Journal op-ed that she was told to pre-approve the recommendations of a vaccine advisory committee, which included vaccine skeptics appointed by RFK. Kennedy hotly refuted this, stating, "I did not say that to her." The scene was even more antagonistic than RFK Jr.'s memorable confirmation hearings. The senators, all beholden to the medical industrial complex, were outraged at RFK's moves, which they claimed would limit vaccine access, and his cancellation of $500 million in mRNA vaccine research. At one point, longtime Big Pharma shill Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat, Colorado, got into a shouting match with Kennedy. When Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren shrieked at him for taking away COVID vaccines from the public, RFK eventually exclaimed, "I never promised I would recommend those products. And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies." Senator Bernie Sanders, rushing to Warren's defense, inadvertently proved Kennedy's point by acknowledging that every Democrat and Republican in the room had received corporate PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry, and charged that this included Kennedy. RFK laughed this off, asking Sanders if he really thought Big Pharma supported his presidential campaign. Sanders was called out by RFK during his confirmation hearings for accepting Big Pharma money. With not even the slightest pretense of objectivity, a series of senators tried to pit RFK against his boss Donald Trump. It was continually suggested that Kennedy was undermining the success of Operation Warp Speed. Kennedy's efforts to straddle the line between his obvious, long-held skepticism about all vaccines and his intense loyalty to Trump became apparent. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican, Louisiana. A medical doctor whose reluctant support was crucial to Kennedy's confirmation and a tool of the medical industrial complex, asked RFK if he thought Trump deserved a Nobel Prize for the warp speed vaccine. Kennedy embarrassingly replied, "Absolutely, Senator," then laughably bragged, "It's phenomenal." Cassidy could easily point to all of RFK's accurate criticisms of the damage inflicted by the COVID vaccines, as well as that cancellation of $500 million for further development of mRNA vaccines. Senator Maria Cantwell, Democrat, Washington. Agreed, lavishing rare praise on a political figure she undoubtedly despises, saying that the warp speed vaccines were a monumental achievement for Trump. Trump has claimed that millions of lives were saved by the warp speed vaccines, but RFK danced around the numbers, stating, "I don't know if it saved a million lives," careful to note that it saved quite a few. Yet another Democrat, Senator Maggie Hansen, NH, chimed in with, "Unfortunately, you are undermining one of the president's biggest achievements, which, as the president said, saved millions of American lives." In unfortunately common fashion, Trump had raised eyebrows a few days earlier with a social media post that one could interpret as criticism of RFK. Trump complained that the CDC was being ripped apart over the question of COVID vaccines. Also recently, Trump, out of nowhere, demanded that Pfizer release all its COVID data to the public. Senator John Barrasso, Republican, Wyoming, stated, "Secretary Kennedy, in your confirmation hearings, you promised to uphold the highest standards for vaccines. Since then, I have grown deeply concerned." Barrasso, an orthopedic surgeon and another medical industrial complex Toadai, added, "There are real concerns that safe, proven vaccines like measles, like hepatitis B and others, could be in jeopardy. And that would put Americans at risk and reverse decades of progress." Senator Tom Tillis, RN, C, repeatedly suggested that RFK had violated his promises on vaccines. He said, I do also believe that some of your statements seem to contradict what you said in the prior hearing. Kennedy, obviously frustrated and on the defensive from the onslaught of attacks by senators from both parties, at one point chided Senator Cassidy, "Is this a question, Senator Cassidy, or is this a speech that you don't want me to answer?" RFK at length accused Democrats on the committee of making stuff up, telling one, "I don't know what you're talking about." He accused another of talking gibberish. RFK is performing a delicate balancing act. The indications are already there that Trump may fire him, in his characteristic fashion. Kennedy knows that much of the official COVID narrative was a politicized scam, but he wants to remain in power. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.